And this is pretty awesome. What a special day. Inside the TSA studios, we have our WTSA co-senior athletes of the year. I have the good fortune of welcoming Kaylee Spino and Jack Cady into the studio. How's everybody doing? What's going on?
Great. How are you?
So here's a dumb question for you both. Anything new in life?
A lot of working, not a lot of relaxing, but, you know, enjoying the summer as best I can.
I was going to say, this has kind of been, this is obviously your first summer as a high school graduate. Are things just moving at a rapid pace and things are kind of crazy and you're trying to catch up? How do you feel about that, Kaylee?
Yeah, it definitely feels like the summer's going by so quickly. I've definitely been working a lot, you know, preparing for college, all that stuff.
How many knuckleheads like me, who are friends, who happen to have the good fortune of being friends with your parents, come up to you and say, you just, I remember you when you were like 2 feet tall. Does that still happen in town?
Yeah, for sure. A lot.
And Jack, you've never been 2 feet tall, right?
No, I don't think so.
Well, first of all, congratulations. You're both our co-senior athletes of the year. That's pretty awesome.
Thank you.
And obviously, this is due in part to high school athletics. And I want to ask both of you, and we'll start with Kaylee, ladies first. When you look back at the year that was, are there any moments from the past year that stand out for you athletically?
Probably just like in general, my favorite moment, was during my junior year when I hit my first home run, and then this year when I hit my second home run. But just like in general, probably just like creating bonds with my teammates and all that stuff.
Were parents there to see any of these home runs?
Yes, my parents are always at most all of my games, and my grandparents too, so.
When you're playing, can you ever hear your folks in the background?
Yes, they are very loud.
How about you, Jack? What are some of the highlights athletically that stand out for you this past year?
I'll give one for each sport. So for football, you know, you kind of prompted me on this one too, but the first play of the season against BBA, we just lost to them in the playoffs last year, or now it's 2 years ago, crazy. Took the kickoff back all the way, first play of the season, scored a touchdown. That was my first touchdown ever, too.
Did you see the opening ahead of time, or were you just...
It just kind of opens up, you just kind of go with it, you find your blockers, and you hit the hole, and, you know, with my speed, you just fly in there, score the touchdown.
What are you saying, you fast, Jack? Are you bragging? Is that what you're doing there?
Something like that.
And what else? That was an awesome moment, because I happened to be there. That was such a great game, back and forth. Fun. Everybody was jacked. You guys were awesome, and I used the word jacked, no offense. You know what I'm saying. But right. Any other highlights for you, bud?
Yeah, I would say basketball would be beating MAU this year both times, but definitely at home. The crowd was crazy, and you know, it doesn't get better than beating MAU. That was fire.
Yeah, what is it? It's always been that way, and I know Kaylee can identify with that. There's always something about it's fun to beat Mount Anthony, right?
Yeah, for sure.
What is that? That's something that you guys have grown up, probably.
Definitely, yeah.
Got to beat MAU.
I think for me, it's mostly like football, like the LOL. Yep. So, and that just bleeds into other sports.
Sure.
And it's just a rivalry. Absolutely. It makes it more fun, makes it more competitive, and brings the best out of you.
So, and as you look back on high school, and you look back on high school athletics, Kaylee, and I'm going to ask this to Jack as well, but Kaylee, what are you going to miss the most?
I'm definitely going to miss like all the bonds I've created, especially with the underclassmen. But I'm also like excited to go back and be able to watch their games during breaks and then when we get out of school. But yeah, probably just my teammates.
And you're going to be, the cool thing about high school athletics is that it's bonded you with those teammates forever.
Yeah, it really has.
You can't take that away.
Yeah.
How about you, Jack? What are you going to miss the most about sports and stuff?
I think I'm going to miss being that busy. Like, I'm going to miss, you know, having, I look at it like football season, basketball season, track season. So that's been my life for like as long as I can remember. So I'm going to just miss like every day having that structure and having, seeing those people, seeing my coaches, being around that all the time. It's not going to be the same, you know.
I'm kind of getting a little emotional over here. I'm getting a little verklempt thinking about it. I'm going to miss you guys. And tell us what you're both are up to next year. I know what Kaylee is up to. Obviously, she's rocking a Delaware Blue Hen shirt.
Yeah.
But what's going on this coming fall for you, Kaylee?
Yeah, I'm going to the University of Delaware, and I'm majoring in elementary education, which is really exciting.
Cool. You know, there's a little family connection there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. And you look forward to that?
Yes, I'm very excited.
And how about you, brother? What are you up to?
I'm heading down to Tennessee this
good
fall.
Good old Rocky Top.
Yes, sir. So, taking after the Rents, I'm majoring in pre-law, and heading down to Tennessee.
That's awesome. Good for you. So you each got a plan. And this is cool. You're at University of Tennessee. You'll end up playing Kaylee's sister's school, I think, in football.
Not this year, but we're both in the same conference.
That's what I thought. Is it the SEC?
We'll roll them next year.
That's what I thought. Awesome. Well, you're on a personal level, I happen to know you both, and you both are not only tremendous athletes, but tremendous students and people as well. And I think that speaks volumes about the families that you come from that gave you this foundation. So I don't really feel like I need to say good luck, because I know you guys are going to do amazing next year. But good luck to both of you. And congratulations once again for being WTSA's co-senior athletes of the year, Kaylee Spino and Jack Cady. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You better go ahead and go and rock it out next fall. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, everybody.